This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. And joined now from Combat Speed LLC by Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the United States right now today. Your shooting, your training, and the way you practice to shoot, all of this is all... Now, you have done some competitive shooting. How much does competitive shooting play into self-defense shooting once you get out there and you try to adapt one to the other?
Okay. That is a pretty big question if you don't realize that. That's not something easily answered.
Right.
In the sense... of where do you draw the line in respect to what is competitive and what is tactical, so to speak.
Right.
Okay. Now, dig this. In an effort to make it a lot simpler than what it actually is, what I would like to describe it as, well, first of all, to answer your question, I've done a phenomenal amount of competitive shooting compared to like your average bear, average competitor that belongs to either IDPA or USPSA, because I used to shoot both sports heavily back in the early 90s. Having started somewhere, and I wanted to say maybe 92 or 93, and on into the 2000s as a sponsored shooter with Beretta.
Right.
Smith & Wesson Performance Center at one point in time. I was... always heavily supported by Corbon Ammunition as my ammunition supplier. As a matter of fact, Corbon was my very first sponsor of any type and sponsored me before I was even, like, sponsored, kind of a thing.
Right.
Provided me with ammo to get where I needed to be. The other thing being, there was a time I was sponsored by Paul Liebenberg of Pistol Dynamics, another icon in the industry, the gun building industry, the 1911 specific industry. And, you know, I had some other adventures currently sponsored by BCM. From, you know, that's my primary firearms sponsor. And so I've dabbled in both, you know, quite a bit. And when I say both, I mean tactical shooting and competitive shooting. And the deal is, some of the absolute best shooters that I've ever known in my life have had very heavy work and competitive shooting backgrounds. And I would add, they were extremely competitive and successful competitive shooters. Now, having said all that, again, I want to reinforce the simple fact that in order to best answer your question, the individual has to have the common sense and wherewithal to draw the line on what is advantageous to, you know, that person as a competitive shooter or a tactical shooter, you know. But what it boils down to, let me give you kind of a simple comparison, okay, where I'm going to give you, let me think of something real quick. Got it. For example, you're at a match and you're fixing to shoot a course of fire. You've already had, excuse me, you've already had your opportunity to walk the stage, develop your shoot plan, and let's say what you've got timed out is within 3 seconds into the stage, you're going to have to change the way you visually see your sights. You're firing iron sights. What I'm describing is you're firing iron sights on your pistol. You're going to have to change the way you see your sights in order to best deliver the best accuracy for the remainder of the course of fire until you're finished, because that half or the remaining portion of the course of fire is heavily shaded because of the layout of the range and the layout of that particular course of fire within the bay or wherever it's at. But how it's oriented on the ground in relationship to the sun and whatever is blocking the sun and shading the target area. You follow me?
Right.
So therefore, having said all that, you can understand the tactical value of what I just described. You know where you're at on the ground, you know what direction is what, and you've got a physical issue having a negative influence on your ability to engage a threat from that direction. All right. So how do you deal with it? Well, at a match, however you choose to deal with it, is not going to be that big of a deal because it's only costing you points on your score. Well, it's a big deal how you choose to deal with it in the actual working problem of fighting with guns, because the way you choose to deal with it better be the best way possible in order to survive it. And that is the only way you can make sense out of that argument. And once you make sense out of that argument, you'll have a good time. Shoot matches. You know, go to these tactical shooting events, which are highly arguable about that in and of itself. But they're good times.
Yeah, they are. Hang on for me for a second, if you will. We'll get it back into that. Combat Speed LLC, this is where Super Dave plies his trade. We'll be right back talking about, you know, what's going on today in the world and how to apply. This is Lock and Load. I'm At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I'd ask you this question about the difference. How do you take competitive shooting and apply this into the tactical shooting world? And you were in the process of explaining this, so I had to slow you down. So if you want to pick it up, or are we moving on? What are we doing?
Well,
Well, I was pretty much done with that example, but to reinforce what I said for that segment was the simple fact that, you know, if everybody had a right answer and, you know, you could legally go out and practice gunfighting with people.
Right.
You might learn a few things very quickly, but it doesn't work like that, you know. You got to do the best you can to be as prepared as possible within the balance of your life in respect to applying or, you know, making time for training and practice opportunities. You know, it's very easy to see people get excited for whatever reasons. And there's never been any more reason to get excited about, you know, training based on what's going on, you know, in our country today with the open border and all the issues that are, you know, coming from that. The people trying to destroy the country from within, but that's not reason enough to get interested in, you know, training and being prepared to defend your own freedom, then the fact of the matter is I guess you don't deserve the freedom you have.
Right.
If you're not willing to fight for it and defend it. Anyway, back on the shooting piece, however, the training and practice piece, you need to apply yourself in a manner in which you benefit from anything that you do. Really. I mean, you know, when you learn how to do the right thing at the right time every time, so basically every rep you're doing for whatever reason you're doing it, you benefit from it.
Right.
Therein lies a very serious key to continuous reinforcement of what to do. It's the decision point of when to do it that's critical. Critical thinking under pressure. You know, it's easy to focus on, you know, for example, drawing the pistol from the holster versus mounting the pistol from the holster. Okay?
Right.
Two totally different actions with the same result. The pistol is out of the holster. That's the result. But just by using different language and describing it in a different manner, it's done in two different ways. With the same result. Either way you cut it. You gotta be careful with stuff like that, man. The way you describe things and the reason for that is what is the decision behind the influence of how you describe doing or performing the task. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Sometimes you even have to give the conditions. Remember, this is old Army, but it was task, conditions, and standards.
Right.
You gave the task, you gave the conditions of the task, that the, you know, the conditions that the task was to be performed in, and then, of course, the standard. What was the pass-fail standard? And then I believe you had to, if you failed it, you had to be retrained and then retested. And then, of course, you know, go, no, go, whatever. However, when you're in charge of your own practice, excuse me, here's something that's very important. When you practice, a lot of people think that, you know, and rightfully so, it's good to practice for X amount of time. And I mean an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever you think you're going to benefit from. Because this will build mental discipline, and you have to build, you almost have to work for these longer periods of time in order to develop the mental discipline as well as, or while you simultaneously develop the physical discipline, because the body follows the mind. It's that closely intertwined. So think about it. You don't want to, when you develop X level, and only the individual can answer this question. When you develop X level of mental discipline, you can perform at X level of physical endurance.
Right.
But I would recommend that based on your level of mental discipline and physical endurance, don't work beyond the point of physical endurance to the extent you get sloppy with the task or whatever it is you're performing. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because if you tell yourself it's okay, I'm tired, you recognize the fact that you're getting tired and you're getting sloppy, but you think that's okay, that's the wrong answer. It's not okay. Because you've already achieved both points of interest. You've already reinforced that next level of discipline, and you need to stop action on practicing the task, because you never want to tell yourself it's okay to perform a sloppy rep.
Right. Hold on right there for me if you can. We're coming up on the next break. Just talking about applications and everything, going back into the old days. I used to test guys this way with the common task testing standards and everything else. So, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for civilian evacuation. A tornado in Ohio resulted in at least 3 fatalities, while another tornado in Indiana caused multiple injuries. Ohio experienced a total of 5 confirmed tornadoes. Additionally, a tornado damaged more than 50 structures in a small town in northern Kentucky, which is located close to the Indiana border. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Shall we move on to situations now?
Yeah, sure, man. Excuse me. I had a fog in my throat there. Yeah, go right ahead, man.
Well, I would imagine, are things blooming down there in Florida right about now?
Man, pollen is at its worst right now.
Right.
It's pretty bad. My eyes and coughing and... But primarily my eyes get it the worst. And that's not, it's like I don't have allergies. That's how thick it is in the air.
Right.
It's crazy.
Indeed. We have a Bradford pear tree in my front yard. It is my nemesis. I am very allergic to it. Very allergic to it. And every year when it blooms, it bothers me. So anyway, so I understand the whole stuff in the throat and everything. But let's talk about some things we know from history. Like, let's talk about Mumbai, for example. Mumbai was a attack where they had a handler that was handling them via burner phones, and he was somewhere else and making the phone calls, and they were coordinating everything they were doing and with this. And this was a dismounted attack with a couple of two-man teams that were out there coordinated, doing it in various locations at various times during the day. How bad would that be here in the United States?
How bad would it be?
Yeah.
It would be bad.
Yeah.
It would be a lot worse than Mumbai, probably.
Would it be, does it all come down to population density wherever they're working it?
Population density? I really don't want to get into tactics and techniques over the radio, but how you structure an event, you know what I mean? It's critical.
Right.
And how you can rapidly multiply casualties is critical.
Right.
You know, anybody with, I mean, you can't even say, well, what I will say is this next go round, if the bad guys that are like the current bad guys are going to bring their game over here, they're going to bring their A game. And it's going to be bad. It'll probably be a multi-event gig. You know, it'll be big.
Our, in your opinion, and I don't, you know, I've looked around at this a little bit. My first thought process is going to be, this is the order of the way it's going to work. Armed citizens may engage them when they pop. Then it's going to be law enforcement. And I guess if the law enforcement can't put it down, that then it will continue to evolve in a way to where it's we keep getting, you know, higher levels of this and that and the other. Do you think the armed American can make a big difference in one of these things?
Oh, it's going to have to.
Yeah.
People are going to have to step up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's all there is to it. You know, I hate to make it sound like this, but it's going to be like time to cut to the chase.
Yeah.
You know?
This is where somebody who, the Super Dave Rick, and we've talked about this a lot of times, but the Super Dave Rick, the way that Super Dave carries is he carries his weapon, and he carries 7 spare magazines. Now, in an event like what we've just been talking about, the Mumbai event, that would be the bare minimum, wouldn't it? 7 magazines, you know, because you're never going to have enough ammo in one of those instances, are you?
Probably not. But remember, the first action or the first principle of the S-Dave rig being a pistol rig,
right,
is the fact that I'm using a pistol and not a rifle.
Right.
You see what I mean? Because I would much rather be using a rifle if it were possible. But because of, you know, circumstance, there are times where the rifle is not a palatable tool to be using.
Right.
You have to rely on the pistol. So that was the baseline development of the S-Dave rig right there, was having to rely on a pistol in the first place instead of a rifle. But I'd much rather use a rifle for all circumstances, really.
Right.
That used to be kind of the way it was back in the day, you know, before pistols became so popular. Because rifles were no longer allowed. It's kind of, history repeating itself thing on a lower scale.
See, and here's the thing. Like, and I know you do the same. When you travel, you carry a rifle. And I'm actually doing a series of interviews down here with local law enforcement about this. And the next thing I'm going to be asking them is, what if something like this happens, and all of a sudden you see me as a civilian, and I've got a rifle out, and I'm engaging them as well? Because we've already had the discussion about using, you know, coming up on a police officer who's been wounded.
Well, communications is going to be critical.
Yeah.
You know, how you act, how you communicate, how you interact with them on first contact.
Right.
They're certainly probably going to want you to put them down until they can identify you. And in some instances, it's going to be easily understood that you're part of the good guys.
Right.
You know, it just depends on who's who and what's happening.
Right.
But on a large scale, event like you're describing, I don't think you're going to see normal cop protocol taking place. And it wouldn't surprise me if the cops would kind of hang back and observe an engagement taking place and kind of figure out who's who before they got involved in it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
It certainly be exactly what I'd be doing if it were me. You know? I'd try to find out where the fire's coming from, who's swapping bullets, and where do I fit in that scene, and do I want to even get involved or not? Because, you know, this is something a lot of prior military guys easily understand, and I guess civilian guys don't. It's okay to have had the experience in the military of being part of a gun team.
Right.
And knowing how to function tactically on a team level and all that. But
hang on right there.
And having the safety and security for doing that.
I was listening to the story. You hang on. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Been talking about what may or may not happen, and all this other stuff. One of the conversations we've had with law enforcement here locally is, what do you do if you come up on a police officer and he's got the radio and he's not able to get on the radio? And the I know radio procedure from when I was on, you know, when I used to be in the military. But his best advice was to just speak in plain language and be able to tell where you're at, because that's going to be important.
Exactly. I mean, knowing where you're at on the ground, people in general do not understand how important that is. Now, parents do that have young babies because of the 911 system and all that. Even, I guess, 911 can tell you where you're at.
Right.
But, dig it. From a soldier's standpoint, you can't really do anything unless you know exactly where you're at on the ground. Everything revolves around knowing where you're at on the ground. You can't deliver bombs unless you know where you're at.
Right.
Otherwise, you wind up blowing yourself up.
Right.
But as I was wrapping up on that last point of interest about having the experience of being a gun team member, a lot of people have to understand they're going to be on their own. So if you're prepared, you know, if you have what is commonly referred to as full kit in your truck, or, you know, you have a truck gun and you're prepared for, you know, the zombie apocalypse, you have that section of your vehicle that has all your necessities.
Right.
For the zombie gig. You're still going to be alone. You may be as prepared as possible to deal with things, but I would say best case scenario, you would be alone, because it would certainly be a burden on you to provide security for your entire family if that's what you had to do.
Right.
Because they were with you when the balloon went up. But hopefully, when the balloon goes up, they can be safe and secure at home, or safe and secure somewhere else, and you can simply focus on fighting your way to them if you have to.
Right. Well, you know, I thought long and hard about this, and I'm beginning to be more and more convinced with each and every, especially now they're saying that ISIS is, they're finding ISIS on the border, and, they're not going to be coming across the border to come here and sightsee. And, I guess the biggest issue I see for them is that they're probably going to attack a lot of these, population centers, aren't they?
Oh, there's no doubt. They're going to wreak as much havoc as they can.
Right. And that's where they could get a big body count. Plus, the other thing about these population centers, in most cases, they do their very level best to make it very hard to carry a gun there. Do you think that comes into their planning?
Certainly it does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of, as a matter of fact, I don't think it'd be too hard to connect the dots on the areas that get hit and the laws of the land in that area.
Right.
Like Colorado, for example, comes to mind as being like totally anti-gun, if I remember correctly. They can be put in that pile. And so if anything were to happen in Colorado, it wouldn't surprise me. You know what I mean?
Right. We're certainly going to see. I have no doubt about that part of it. We are going to see how that works out. That's going to be a bad day.
Or even if it doesn't, dig it. Let's say you have incidents, and this is just a conversation, dude.
Right.
You don't want anything like this to happen. But if incidents were to happen in the gun, no-gun zones, would you be able to compare how they were handled after the fact?
Well,
that would be interesting.
I think what we would see, and we know this, I think the body count would be gigantic.
Either way you cut it, yeah. But it would be less on the gun side, I would like to think.
Well, with rampage killers, what happens is typically when there's an armed citizen there, the average loss of life is 2.5. And when you wait on cops, there's 18.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, man, is the gun owners side of it. Gun owners aren't the kind of people that are going to just sit by and allow and watch something like that happen. It's not the guns, man. It's
right.
The people.
Right.
You know? So, it's just aggravating in a sense.
It is.
That it's so easy to understand. And yet, so many people don't get it.
So, trying to explain, I guess this is going to be one of these things where it's going to be a trial by fire, right? It's going to be a trial by fire. And so,
if people would just read their history books, it wouldn't be necessary. A lot of this crap wouldn't be necessary.
Right.
You'd be able to see it for what it is. And, I mean, besides, we basically have an outlaw government in place. I mean, all of them have acted like, or committed treason. And yet, they're still in office? What is that about? How does that happen?
That's because of apathy. Apathy. You know, when we were in the military, one of the things in the military is we had this singular focus. Your job, whatever your job was in the military, whatever your tasking was on any mission, that was your focus. And here, and I know this from doing this regular radio show that I do in the mornings, Nobody focuses on everything, on anything. They look at everything, but they wonder and worry about everything. So they never set out to actually try to solve any one thing. They just wring their hands about everything.
Well, I tell you, I don't know what to say, man. I should remember I'm on radio and be quiet.
Well, I have to do it all the time, Dave. It's okay. It's okay. Right. Just remember that if Dave and I were to start really cutting loose on what we think, it would sound like a Morse code burst. Because of
no doubt.
It would be going on it. Because, it's quite frustrating to have given some of your time, some of your life. You gave 20, how many years were you in?
23 years.
23 years of your life.
Yeah.
To
everything that's come into this.
23 years of the best part of your life, your youth. And all of your physical fitness and everything else that went with it, and you left some parts of yourself there, and you give that to the country to try to safeguard it. Then you look up and you're like, "Wow, look, why did I do this for you guys to squander all that good stuff? I did such good stuff for you."
Great.
I know it is. One more time. You're coming up on Camden, right? Camden's coming up. I know some people are already letting me know because they've been looking at some of the videos I've done with you involved in it. And you.
Yeah,
I'm going
coming
to...
up, the 23rd, 24th.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for
23rd.
Thank you very much for joining me today. As always, Combat Speed LLC. Super Dave Hankin. He'll be back. We got hour number 3 that's about to be inbound. All of you guys that are going to see Dave in Camden, I envy you the training time that you're going to have. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.